What about this flesh right up here? What do you call that?
Gum. Uh-huh.
And these are all your
teeth.
And you remember what you call this one right here? Just one?
No, I don't.
You'd say you just have one?
Yeah.
But what about this part right here?
Palm of your head.
And if you do it like this?
Fist.
You know, some people complain that they get stiff in their
joints.
Have you ever had a problem with that?
Yes. This knee. I've got it down now. Doctors call it arthritis. I don't know whether it's arthritis or not.
What about this part of your leg right here?
This part here, we call it a shin bone.
Have you ever bumped it on anything?
Yeah.
Kind of stings, doesn't it?
Yes, it sure does. If you bump it against anything, it hurts, you know. But that's what we always went by here, your shin bone.
But you know what you would call this part of your leg right here? This part right here? You say you might squat down on your...
I forgot now what we would call them down there.
Have you ever heard people call it their haunches?
Haunches?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, the baseball catchers, they get on their haunches, you know, it catches behind the bat. So they get down on their haunches, you know.
That looks real uncomfortable to me.
Yeah. But the doctor always told me and all that before you sit down a whole lot, you should have a footstool out there and put your feet upon it and keep it on the level with your leg. You get better circulation in your feet than you would to keep them down this way. I guess 90% of the people sit in a chair and all, they put their feet down this way. And I know lots of them that are having leg trouble now, and all like that. Poor circulation. Yeah. And take these here socks now, made. And Dr. Felix used to be here. He'd tell his patients, don't wear them tight socks upon your legs. Wear socks, let them come down, don't matter if they're loose, down around your ankles. You'll just get them tied up here, you'll stop circulation. You'll have, later on, you'll have leg trouble. And I think that works.
Yeah, it's got it going all right. Yeah, I wanted to ask you about this expression. You know, a man who's able to lift real heavy weights, and he's real muscular, you'd say that he's real...
What do they call him?
Mm-hmm. How would they describe him? They'd
muscle.
Say
he... Muscle.
Would they say he's real strong?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard anybody say anything else besides strong that would mean the same thing?
Well... No, that's what we always call him, this strong, muscle man and all.
Have you ever heard anybody say that he was real stout?
Yeah, stout, but that wasn't used very much. He was called a strong man.